May the Lord help us to commence this morning with hymn number 36. Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King, peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled. Number 36.
Let us read from the Word of God, first in St. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 1, reading from the 18th verse, and also reading in St. Luke's Gospel, chapter 2, Matthew, chapter 1, commencing at verse 18. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise. When his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man, and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privily. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Now all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, A virgin shall be with child, and she shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. Then Joseph, being raised from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him, and took unto him his wife, and knew her not till she had brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus. Also reading, friends, in the Gospel according to Luke, chapter 2, the first 20 verses. Luke chapter 2. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, every one into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Saviour, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, Let us now go even unto Bethlehem, and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste, and found Mary and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen as it was told unto them. May the Lord bless to us his holy word, and may he grant us prayer, may he help us each in prayer. O Lord God Almighty, we gather thou knowest on this morning another year of our short lives is gone since the past occasion like occasion. Oh, this day that is so much used and set apart as a day of remembrance of thy holy birth. Oh Lord, we would be careful, prayerful, and begging thee. Oh, may it not be in any way in our heart to just have the excitement of it in a natural way. Oh, we pray we may have thy spirit and thy presence here today. Lord, thou knowest we meet regularly on thy day, and as it falls this year, the Christmas day on thy day, oh, we pray, Lord, it may be a special day to us this day. Oh, Lord, we seek thy presence. We seek to know the favour of thy coming among us, Lord. We seek to know the favour of us by faith. Go into Bethlehem like those shepherds said, let us now go, even unto Bethlehem. Oh, we pray for the grace of faith, that we may have it in lively exercise in us, Lord. Faith in thee for all what thou art to us, Lord. O God, our Father, do grant us to feel the love of God today, thy love to us as children of God, thy children, Lord. Bless the friends that they may be confirmed in their most holy faith. Favour us, Lord, as we consider thy word, or as we hope to consider thyself, dear Son of God. Oh, we bless thee, O God, our Father, who gave thy only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Oh, we come, Lord, as we must do, confessing our sins. Oh, we are sinners still, Lord. And oh, the great wonder of what we've read, Lord. He shall save his people from their sins. His name shall be called Jesus. He shall save his people from their sins. And oh, we do beg, as our friend and brother has begged before the service, we may know that great favour in this way, that thou didst come to save us, oh, from our sins. That thou didst come, Lord, as thou didst come to sacrifice thyself. The way of salvation by divine substitution, according to the covenant of grace, the purposes of love and mercy of the great God before the world. Oh, here thou hast so contrived the way, Lord, to rescue rebel ruined man. Oh, we pray we may know our interest in thy great salvation. Feel the favour of it, the power of thy love, the favour of thy great kindness, thy condescension, thy coming, Lord. Oh, Lord, as thou wast born in that miraculous way, Lord, under the overshadowing of the Virgin Mary, the Holy Spirit's overshadowing. Oh, we pray we may have faith to believe. We may have faith to lay hold of thee. Oh, grant it to us here this day. Lord, may it be a concern to us each. Was it for me the Saviour came? Was it for me he lived here on earth? Was it for me he was despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief? Was it for me he groaned and bled upon the tree? Did he devote that sacred head for such a wretch, a worm as me? Did thou come for me, Lord? Oh, put this concern into us each, we pray, if we do not already have it. Oh, we pray it may be in solemn concern in us to be asking the important question, am I ready to meet God? Am I made a real Christian, washed in the Redeemer's blood? May this be our first concern, Lord, here in gathering together today, and as we are favoured to know, exercised by the Spirit, may it be in love and praise of Thee, our God, our Triune God. Oh, grant us that faith to believe, so that we may indeed praise Thee, we may bless Thee, we may worship Thee in spirit and in truth, Lord. Oh, we need to know that favour, the confirming favour of Thy grace, Lord, of faith, faith in the bleeding Lamb, so that we may worship Thee, knowing our favour, Lord, of our secret in the Saviour's blood, our pardon sign and peace with God. Do come then and favour those more young in the way than some of us, Lord, though we would not boast us being established and in the way many years. But Lord, oh, we especially feel for the dear young people at this time, having to live in a world which is so much more dangerous and so much more alluring and so much more, Lord, the attractions in the world are greater now today than they were in our day. Oh, they need to be kept. They need to be saved from this bewitching world, as we all do. We pray for our young people, our friends, younger friends, and Lord, the children. Thou knowest, Lord, at this time it is a very blessed time in the way of natural things, oh, for the children. And oh, Lord, that they're in families that are loving and respectful and kind. Oh, we think of so many that are not. Oh, so many little children. You know, we've heard of it in the news, Lord, of little children wandering about, having no parents in those war-torn areas, Lord. Oh, having nothing. Oh, may we be mindful of them to pray for them, Lord, and that provision might be provided for them, Lord. Oh, where parents have been killed and taken from them, and here they are, the little ones left, Lord, orphans. Oh, Lord, thou knowest how our heart goes. And oh, if our arm could stretch, we would help, Lord. But thou knowest the great troubles, Lord, of war. And we pray for thy people caught up in such situations, Lord, and we pray that much grace, as it is so greatly needed, may be granted them. Help and be with them, Lord. Thou knowest all things that are in our heart to pray for when we're burdened over. And Lord, oh, we pray we might remember all thy people throughout the earth at this time, Lord. Lord, oh, as we're favoured here, we feel humbled under the sense of thy goodness. Help us to truly be humble. And Lord, to fall before thee in humility and love. Oh, may we learn in our way of our profession of thy name, Lord, as we may go by faith to Bethlehem and see that scene, the scene of thee, Lord, there. Oh, the humility, the stoop, the scene, Lord, oh, may it affect us, may it humble us. May we be, Lord, humbled under the sense of the wonder, the wonders of thy grace, Lord. that thou didst stoop down to wretchedness and us, the guilty worms such as we, my wise. Oh, Lord, oh, we think of the words of the apostle that though he were rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that ye through his poverty might be rich. We specially pray, Lord, that thou would humble us, each and all of us. May we feel much humility and love. Oh, Lord, put down our old natures. Keep them down, Lord. Oh, may there be evidence, wonderful evidence of grace in us, Lord. Thy free favour, thy goodness, that we may be nothing and failing to be nothing, but oh, having nothing, yet possessing all things. Oh, Lord, may this be the way of thy favour to us today, to so sanctify us by thy favour, by giving us consideration of thee and of thy humility, Lord, thy perfect, most wonderful example, Lord, complete humility, O Lord, in every way, from thy holy birth to the cross, Lord, and after the resurrection, the humility of Christ, the humiliation of Christ, Lord, in all that, and, oh, may humble us, Lord. Oh, we beg thee, may it truly humble us. Oh, we pray, Lord, so help us today. Oh, we do beg for help to worship thee, our triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, one God, blessed forevermore. Help us, Lord, we beg thee, and grant us, Lord, to feel true, sincere love one to another. Thou knowest, Lord, we would love as brethren. O Lord, thou dost command us so, that ye love one another. And Lord, in this we specially feel for our dear friends in affliction. Thou knowest, our dear friend and brother, dear deacon, thy people here, thy servant, a dear deacon. Thou knowest, laid aside at this time, we could detect his weakness and how he was poorly when he kindly phoned us and we had a short conversation, Lord, very short this time because of his condition. Thou knowest, long love to him in thy name. We pray, Lord, go to him this morning. Afford him thy favour, thy presence. May he feel deep in his heart the favour of thy holy presence, thy love. Oh, if he is low in spirit, Lord, raise him up. Oh, we think and pray that thy wonderful resurrection power may be effected in him and for him, Lord, to raise him up. Oh, if he feels low in body, may he not be in spirit, raise him up, Lord. Bless him, Lord. Do him good, Lord. And oh, we think of others that are afflicted, our dear friend and brother, the deacon of the cause at Braintree, Lord, in the hospital at Chelmsford. Now he must feel, Lord, on this Christmas morning in hospital there, Lord. Oh, we amazed at the way thou hast kept in that way his ability to think and to consider, and his mind is so clear, and yet his poor body on the left side is so afflicted, Lord, as he suffered that serious stroke. And now with their visits to him and the profitable times we've had in conversation, Lord, the way is in the spirit, oh, so wonderful. Do specially favour him this morning, Lord. He will be waiting for his dear one to visit this afternoon. Oh, thou knowest, Lord, we do love him in thy name. And we pray, Lord, thou wilt yet raise him up. Thou knowest the word thou hast given us concerning him. Do we carry it day by day, year by year. No, we beg thee, do, Lord, fulfil it in thy time. Oh, them knoweth how we carry him, Lord. And all the friends there at Braintree, they feel this great loss, Lord. Them knoweth of their dear deacon among them. We pray the other dear deacon may be wonderfully helped. And Lord, oh, there are those, as we think of the church at Hanover, Tunbridge Wells, Lord, and thou hast taken to thyself, O dear beloved servant, who we love in thy name, and the friends here loved him, had love to him. He laboured here, we know, and in other parts, and we thank thee for that blessed conversation we had following the funeral of our late dear friend, dear Rachel Tandon. How we were favoured to so witness our dear friend in such a submissive spirit. Oh, how grace shone in our dear friend. Oh, he's gone in endless bliss to dwell. We think of the words of Joseph Irons. Another sinner born of God makes heaven's vast concave ring. Oh, they strike their hearts of gold, harps of gold, and hallelujah sing. Oh, Lord, what must it be to be there in heaven? As we are getting weary of this earth, Lord, in many ways, and through the things we have to have, and troubles and sorrows, Lord, the sorrows of the way. Oh, they'll just sanctify us in a way of showing us and helping us to know this is not our rest, it is for looting. But thou giveth in prospect, Lord, with view by faith of the land, now not so very far off, perhaps, with some of us. Oh, we beg thee, help us to live the remaining days of our pilgrimage in thy fear, and in humility and love. And, oh, Lord, we may live by faith. With that prospect, heaven, Canaan's goodly land in view, and realms of endless day. We pray for the dear loved ones of our friends that have been taken. Thou knowest the family of our friend we mentioned, and the family of our dear beloved friend John Stevens. And recently, Lord, they have had to go to the open grave. We have went with them there, Lord, and oh, we pray, Lord, for all the families as in this year have been affected by the removing of dear loved ones. Oh, there are many mourners, Lord, many mourning families. We pray at this time the comfort of thy love may be with them and surround them, Lord. Help and bless them, keep them, Lord, in that way of submission to thy will. So help us each, dear Lord. We pray, Lord, for our country. Thou knowest the sad things that still appear from time to time. We pray for our Prime Minister. We pray for our government. We pray for Her Majesty the Queen. Now we understand gone to settle at Sandringham again for the Christmas period. Thou knowest how they have been poorly. Oh, Lord, as they worship in the church there, that lovely little church as we see it, as we view it, Lord. But, Lord, oh, may thy presence be there with them. We know thou art omnipresent. Thou hast servants everywhere. And where thy people truly meet in the Spirit, oh, thy presence is felt. Oh, where'er they seek thee, thou art found, and every place is hallowed ground. We pray for all our dear ministers of our beloved denomination, Lord, our dear editor, Lord, the late editor, thou knowest how wonderfully we felt he was helped in officiating at dear John's funeral. We thank thee thou hast raised him up. We pray thou mind his, help him and be with him, especially till that day of the anniversary, which we hope to meet among the friends with them. Oh, we pray, Lord, so help us to honour thee in thanksgiving. Oh, and praise, Lord, not unto us, Lord, not unto us, but unto thy name give glory. May this be our continual concern and exercise. Oh, Lord, make us to be self-renouncing, grace-admiring, made unto salvation wise. So help us, Lord, to live and to profess a profession of thy name. O Lord, keep us that we may not grieve the Spirit. O Lord, help us to live by faith. We ask for Jesus Christ's sake. Amen.
Hymn 709. The Lord that made both heaven and earth, and was himself made man, lay in the womb before his birth, contracted to a span. 709.
as the Lord may help me, friends, I would direct you to some verses that we have read in the second chapter of St. Luke's Gospel, the verses 15 to 18. That is St. Luke's Gospel, chapter 2, verses 15 to 18. We seek much needed help to consider them together today, friends. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, "Let us now go even unto Bethlehem, and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us." And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. When they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. Oh, friends, this most wondrous time of the coming of Christ, in that most wonderful, miraculous way, and let us ever remember he came into this world born in that way, but sin accepted. The Holy Son of God, and his right dear heart was so in the Spirit, I'm sure, when he penned that hymn. Oh, it's not the Word of God, but it's so close to the Word of God, so much of it. And oh, those great words at the concluding verse, "No less Almighty at his birth and on his throne supreme, his shoulders held up heaven and earth when Mary held up him." Let us never forget that this is he, tis he, tis God's dear Son, wrapped in humanity to die for crimes. Oh, can you say it, that we have done? This is the greatest importance, friends. Was it for crimes that I have done? May each of you and each of us have this as our most earnest, greatest concern and question and prayer. Was it for crimes that I have done? He groaned upon the tree. Did he devote that sacred head for such a worm as me? Oh, are you concerned about your never-dying soul? Are you concerned, dear young people? I want to be faithful and kind. Yes, it's Christmas Day, and there's much of sweet things, of good things, the good things in life. But what's the greatest concern you have on this Christmas morning? Is it your soul? Is it regarding how you are before God? Is it our greatest concern? Where shall I spend eternity? You say, we don't want to hear that this morning. It should be a day of pleasure and a day of comfort. It is, and it should be, and we want it to be. But friends, the most greatest blessing you could have, if you're not concerned already, the most blessed gift you could have received today, if you're not concerned and in spiritual need already, is that God will come and quicken you into divine life. Am I quickened by his Spirit? Oh, am I? May this be our concern, the greatest gift that God can give in the first things of experience for each one he loves. And this confirmed will confirm he loves him. Election known by calling. You know, God's wonderful gift of spiritual life to his people. The gift of God is eternal life. Listen. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, who came. So are we concerned in that way? And is that what we want to know? what we want to possess. I mean, you set your mind on things you want to be given to you. You want to have them. But what is most important? I know many years ago, I think it must be 28 years ago, probably 26 or 7 or 8, and I spoke to the Sabbath school here. It was harvest time, and some of you dear people here, you will remember. And I said in opening up the subject of the harvest, the most important harvest is God's harvest. Are we concerned about God's harvest? Wonderfully, friends, and we want to give God all the glory for this. Some of the dear young people, young souls, then, the Lord has gone on to deal with you and to bless you. And he set one and another, I believe, in some measure of liberty. The Lord has worked. We look back all those years. We come here today on this Christmas morning and we seek in the same exercise, the same way that God would bless souls, that God would do you good, that God would begin to work in those he's not already begun in, that God would, in mercy, favour us with a special blessing, a Sabbath day's blessing. Those of us who are in need, in spiritual need, and need the Lord to come and confirm us and to appear again for us. Oh, this is what we are concerned for, friends. And so, I believe we will be blessed if we are favoured like these shepherds, but we cannot go like they actually literally went, but that we may by faith go even unto Bethlehem. Let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this great thing which has come to pass. Friends, this is what will be such a favour to us if God affords it to us, that we may go by faith unto Bethlehem. So we read these words, and it came to pass as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, remember, as the angels went away, they had left the message. The angels had been effectually under God's will, and they had come with the message, the good tidings. They had left the message with these dear shepherds, and there was a great effect on them. They were greatly affected. And what was it that affected them? The glory of God. The appearing of God, of the angels. And what the tidings were, the wonderful tidings. And when it came to pass as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this great thing which has come to pass. Oh, this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord hath made known. Notice this. The angels, they came with a message, but they come from God the Lord. From God the Lord in heaven. Oh, they come with a message. And it wasn't that these shepherds wanted just to go to prove if this was right, what the angels had told them. No, they believed it, friends. There wasn't a curiosity in them. They believed, I believe. Because why? Why was it? You may say, as to one, as we preach this to you, well, how is it that you, the minister, can say that? Because, friends, they were all the people. They were in a time of dimness and trouble and sorrow and affliction. It'd been the many years as recorded in the prophets. Remember, you go to Isaiah chapter 9, the dimness it's spoken of and all what was taking place. Oh, how God was so displeased with many in Israel, and he was visiting them with judgments. But oh, in great mercy, this time appointed was now to appear and the Lord to come. And they were sinners, friends. These shepherds were sinners. And I believe that they believed that this was this wonderful time, because they knew, they were taught, and they knew that the Messiah would be born and would come and be found in Bethlehem. It was all prophesied that the Romans would be in government there at the time, speaking the Latin language that the Jews didn't know. It was such a time, friends, the time appointed. And these shepherds, I'm sure, received this message with faith. They believed, let us now go. And they wasn't going just to prove whether it was right. They believed it. How are we? Do we believe the gospel? You say, I've got so much unbelief. I've got so much of the contrary part. Yes, we have. But oh, when the Lord comes and so communicates with us as it was at this time. Oh, they believed. They believed the angels. And they said, let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing. They didn't say, and see if we can see it. And see this thing. And you know, I must bring it before you like this. The gospel is preached. Oh, the good news of salvation. We live in gospel day. The Lord has come. He has come and completed all the work of redemption for his people. He's finished the work, he said. I've finished the work thou gavest me to do, speaking in prayer to God his Father. Our Father, we trust. Our dear Lord, our elder brother, the Son of God. Oh, he's come, he's done it, friends. He's done the work, he's finished the work. And so today, are we like these shepherds? Do we believe the gospel? Do you need to know your interest in the gospel of grace of God, the saving, the salvation God has so brought in for the church of God? These shepherds believe. How are you? You may say, and how am I? We may say, well, we are troubled ever so much with unbelief. Good thing we are troubled. Oh, if we weren't troubled, that would be worse. But, oh, are you troubled about your unbelief? Do you pray, Lord? Oh, could I but believe, then all would easy be. You feel this, but, oh, today. Today, as it was such a day, and may the Spirit so shine. Oh, may it be like this, Lord Jesus, shine, and then I can feel sweetness in salvation's plan. And so that we may believe, as we go by faith to Bethlehem, we shall see Jesus. Think of how it's put in the word, see Jesus, made a little lower than the angels, for the suffering of death crowned with glory and honour. Oh, that he may taste death for every man, every child of God, every one of the people of God. Oh, let us now go. Let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste. They came with haste. Oh, friends, art thou loitering in the race? Hast thou been brought by the teaching of the Spirit under some measure of conviction of sin to know the urgency of your case? You need the Saviour, you need salvation. Do you feel it? Is your case urgent? Can you say truthfully and in exercise with the hymn writer, mine's an urgent, pressing case? Oh, is it? Or are other things more important? Are other things taking up your time more than the things regarding the vital need of your soul your soul's salvation. Friends, it's your case urgent. They came with haste. They came with haste. They wanted to come to see their Saviour. They wanted, for he shall save his people from their sins. Unto you is born this day, we read earlier, unto you is born this day in the city of David a Saviour, which is Christ the Lord. Oh, the Son of God. God's dear Son, as we've quoted, wrapped in humanity to die for crimes that we have done. Oh, are we so in earnestness for the blessing of the Lord? Do you know the Lord as your Saviour? Have you been favoured to know and come by faith to him and fall at his feet and know he is your Saviour? Oh, friends, to come like the shepherds. We know when the wise men came, it's different, I think, different circumstances, because it says that it was a house, but you know, when they came, they fell down and worshipped him. These shepherds, they worshipped, we're sure. They praised God. They were thankful. They saw him when, as we have it, and when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them. They published it. They spoke of it. Oh, it affected them, this wonderful sight, this wondrous sight. God's dear Son, found in fashion as a man, those words we preached from recently. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Oh, how humbling it is, friends. And this is what I want to dwell upon a little now. How humbling it is to have a view by faith of your Saviour, your Lord. Oh, he was born in this miraculous way, according to the will of God, the appointment of God from all eternity. Christ should thus be born. How it's prophesied in the books of the prophet, where Christ shall be born and how he shall be born. And oh, how here we have, yes, he is born in this way. And the shepherds go. The shepherds, they came with haste. They came with haste. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in the manger. I believe that God has a purpose, his holy will and purposes for his people to so be, oftentimes, according to the will of God, led to consider Christ, to consider the Son of God, his humiliation, is being so in apparent the view of him weakness, and yet he was God in flesh. How he stooped down so low, and really in all his walk and conduct, in his perfect profession and life, going about doing good and suffering, being ridiculed and contradicted by the Pharisees so much, and even spit upon, we read, how solemn. And I think of how in such humiliation he stood before the governor in the judgment hall. You think of him, his whole time on earth, humiliation. Humble, meek, the meek and lowly Jesus. Oh, friends, have we been so sanctified by the Spirit? Have we been humbled under the experience of God dealing with us and teaching us and making us to so follow this example of Christ, his humility? He set the pattern, friends. We cannot attain to it. We have no ability in ourselves to, but God's grace, God's teaching, the Spirit working in us will, I believe, sanctify us and make us a little like Christ. If we haven't got the Spirit of Christ, if we have not the Spirit of Christ, we are none of His. God's way, God's purpose for His people is to bring them time and time again, I believe, to consider Christ, to consider the Son of God, and to consider Him as the shepherds saw. You see what they saw. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in the manger. He didn't come to the palace. He didn't go to the high ranking and the nobility, friends. He came and he was lodged with the beasts in the cattle shed. Oh, friends, and laid in the manger. Friends, what a witness this is, of how He came and stooped so low. Oh, friends, does it humble you? Does it melt you? Does it melt you to consider that the Lord of life and glory, upon whom your hopes of heaven depend, stoops so low? Oh, His humility, His condescension, coming down. Oh, it is such an example. And you follow the Lord through all His life. He was despised and rejected of men. And He was, as it is stated of Him, He took upon Him the form of a servant. Suffered in the likeness of sinful flesh and for sin. He was so willing to be a servant, friends. You know, every one of us, your dear deacons here, we pray for our dear friend and brother David, that the Holy Spirit may be going to him this morning. We have love to you, you dear deacons. We have much love to you. We love all the brethren by the grace of God. We all want to be nothing if we are in the Spirit by grace and following Christ. Oh, that we might be esteeming each other better than ourselves to be. This is what is so set forth by the perfect example of Christ. And now to think that our salvation from such beginning small, our great salvation rose and appeared as our Lord, He grew. Day by day, like us, He grew. Oh, and He, in the way He did, and the things He said to His parents, especially His mother Mary, and how clearly it was, this was not no ordinary man, but God in flesh. Veiled like we've sung, in flesh, the Godhead see, hail the incarnate deity. Yes, the favour of viewing Him. It's only God's people, those God loves, who get a view of Him by faith. And that view of Him by faith must humble, it must melt every child of God. It must bring us to be self-renouncing, grace-admiring. If we have a glimpse of Him, it will humble us. If we have the favour of the Spirit saying to us, this is He, your Saviour. For this is the way of God, to bless His people. He blesses His people by faith, enabling them to believe that this dear babe He contracted to a span for me, came for me. Oh, in that dear babe of Bethlehem I see my God contracted to a span for me, a span of His life, all appointed by God Jehovah, the covenant of grace, the purposes of God's love and mercy, Oh, he to walk this earth, beyond this earth for those years, to go to Gethsemane and Calvary, suffer there, the just for the unjust, to pour out his holy blood to make atonement for the sins of the whole church of God. Oh, how God's people, they go by faith to those scenes. Oh, they're favoured to view him by faith. Let us now go, friends. Let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which is come to pass. Oh, let us go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. Now, can you say, want to come to points in personal experience, friends? Can you say this thing, this holy thing, this wondrous appearing of Christ? He's come to this earth, and he's come to this earth to suffer, bleed, and die, and to bring in full salvation for the church, and he has completed it. John says, and we know that the Son of God is come and has given us an understanding. We might know him that is true. We are in him that is true, even in his Son, Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life. Now, putting it to you in love and faithfulness, has the Lord so dealt with you to bring you to need to know, to seek to know your interest in all what Christ, the dear Son of God, the Lord Jesus Christ, has come to this earth for, and all what he has accomplished, how he has completed redemption's work, and how he is now in heaven, ever living to make intercession for us, our living Lord on high. Now is this, let us now go, and oh, is this what you want, what you seek, what you know is most vital for your salvation, to know your interest in the sacrifice of Christ? For this is what he come for. He come to sacrifice himself. He come to suffer the just for the unjust, to bring his people to God. Is this your concern? And as we began, is it your greatest concern? Is it your greatest need? For I look back, friends, and I don't want to say it in any way to boast it, but to God's glory. But I look back to a time when I was 17 years old, and this became the greatest concern of my life, and my concern, my greatest concern, God made it to be. He made me to know my need of this blessed Saviour. His name shall be called Jesus. It was Southill Chapel, where the Lord spoke to me through his servant outside the chapel, and the Lord stopped me in my world career and made me to begin to solemnly consider no deep, solemn conviction of sin. And this is what made me need, really, truly need the Saviour. Oh, are you concerned about your sins? Oh, we know in the natural mind, sin, some of the sins that are not those grossest, they're pleasures. We think of it how it was stated of Moses. He chose rather to suffer the affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. Oh, there are those pleasures of sin. They are sins. All sin is abhorrent to God. And I believe if God, when he begins in the soul, he'll make each one concerned regarding their sins. He'll make each one of his people concerned regarding the fact that they're sinners before a holy God. He'll show them, he'll teach them, he'll give them the knowledge of the holy, which is of God himself. A holy, holy, holy God. And this will make sin to be exceedingly sinful, very solemn. Make you concerned, deeply concerned about him. and oh, heart sins, the wickedness of our minds. Oh, we may be kept outwardly, we hope we are. We pray we might be, but we are still guilty within, and we need to be saved. He shall save his people. Unto you is born this day in the city of David a Saviour, which is Christ the Lord. Oh, are we so after knowing, that which God alone can grant, by granting us faith to believe that this dear beloved Saviour, the Son of God, came for me? Are you concerned about your sins as before holy, holy God? Are you concerned? And, you know, even one wicked thought is enough to warrant our eternal damnation. You will maybe in the depths of God's teaching bring you to be so given to solemnly know your sin and guilt. If my soul were sent to hell, God's righteous law approves it well. And I believe these shepherds, this is what they were concerned for. And they came with haste because it was an urgent concern. It was a great need they had. They needed the Saviour, needed salvation. They were looking for redemption in Israel. All those that were looking for redemption in Israel, we read of them. And oh, how wonderful this sight was. This one born. Oh, come, the Son of God, the Saviour. So, friends, are you concerned in that way? Are you in need of salvation? Am I? And is it that God has brought you to so be, and you have such an understanding now that this dear babe in Bethlehem is that one contracted to a span for me to come to suffer, bleed and die in my room, place and stead? And he has come and he has completed all here below, and he's in heaven now. And what a great favour, as I said, the greatest blessing. The first in giving, God giving spiritual life. But those he gives spiritual life to, there will be with it spiritual exercise, there will be with it real spiritual need, there will be with it some measure of depth and of conviction of sin, and bring you to a point of you have to confess your sins before God, bring you to a point of feeling sorrow for sin, bring you to a point of repentance over sin. And like John says in his epistle, he says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And so, you need the dear Saviour. Oh, you want to go by faith. And I believe these shepherds, they knew he had come to be the sacrifice, to suffer, bleed and die. And we're granted this to know that he has come for this. And we get the favour as God grants it by faith to see him. Some of you can say, I saw one hanging on a tree in agony and blood. He fixed his languid eyes on me when near the cross I stood. And can you say it like this? Is the reality like this? And never till my latest breath shall I forget that look. It seemed to charge me with his death, though not a word he spake. Another look he gave, which said, I freely all forgive. My life is for thy ransom paid. I died that thou mayest live. May we have faith. May God grant us faith to believe today, to go to the manger scene, especially like those wise men, and they're named wise men because they knew they came to see the Lord who was come to suffer, bleed and die. And oh, if we rightly keep this Christmas time, friends, it will be with this. Oh, remembering our Saviour, remember the Saviour. The poetic license words, remember the Saviour in winter was born. Oh, come to, so bear that yoke of carrying the weight and burden of God's people's sins, all the sins of the whole church upon him. Oh, where he spoke very early in his ministry, he said, I have a baptism to be baptized with. Now am I straight until it be accomplished? Oh, friends, for faith to go, to see our Lord, to know him as our Lord, our Saviour. Oh, this is what we need, friends, to go by faith. Let us now go. If you ponder those few words, just those words, let us now go. Oh, if they're in your heart, and in your heart perhaps to commune one with another, let us now go. And knowing it is that by faith you go. We can't, obviously we cannot go to Bethlehem. And if we went to Bethlehem today, we wouldn't find the Lord our Saviour there in the manger. There might be images of him which are sad, really, mockery, really, to do that, really. We our only view and our wonderful view that God grants us of our Lord is by faith, the real man. There is a man, a real man. He's in heaven now, but he came as a real man, found in fashion as a man, and humbled himself, as we have said. Friends, may we so consider Christ in these ways. The dear Son of God, his name shall be called Jesus. Let us now go, even unto Bethlehem, see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in a manger. When they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. Friends, if we're worshipping God today aright, if God has blessed us, it will be the theme of our worship will be in praise to God, making known what we believe. They made known, and they made notice what they made known. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. What was the saying? The saying which was told them was, for unto you is born this day in the city of David a Saviour, which is Christ the Lord. Now, friends, I believe that, if I can just use what I trust I know by experience, you know, what has been so effective in one over the many years of God's dealing with us, it is as God has made known to us the wonders of his grace, all the riches of his grace, the wonders of redeeming love, what the Lord has made known to us, and we've experienced the favour of God making known to us. And it was what was made known to these shepherds when they saw this thing, they published it, as it were, and when they had seen it, they made known abroad. And really, this is our profession, friends, our profession of God's name, followers of Christ. Are we professing the profession that God has so appointed we should, and he requires us to? For these shepherds, it was a requirement of God, the influence of the Spirit upon them, the glory of God affecting them. They made known what was told them. And when they had seen it, they made known the saying which was told them concerning this, told the saying, he come, the Son of God come. His name shall be called Jesus. He shall save his people from their sins. Do you have this favour to make known? Are there those of you here, you have had this favour? Christ is so precious to you. He is to you the one thing needful. The Lord God has affected you in wonder and amazement that he's blessed you to know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Saviour. He is so precious to you. But oh, is it that you failed to make known? You failed to speak? These could not hold their peace, friends. These shepherds could not hold their peace. They had to make known. They made known what they had been told. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them of the shepherds. Oh, they made it known. It wasn't, you know, it says the saying, but I don't want to add to scripture, but I believe couched beneath this is this: they made known that which was told them concerning this child, and it was told them by the shepherds, but it was in them and had affected them with wonder and amazement, and they were so thankful and praise God. We read they returned praising God. They made known that this is their Saviour. This is He, my Saviour, my Redeemer, my Lord. What was made known? He shall save his people. Salvation. Salvation, oh my soul, rejoice. Salvation is of God. Oh, they made known. Have you got that to make known? The Lord Jesus Christ is all your salvation. Is all your hope. You're all and in all. Oh, if you ask to speak of him, though your best words are but poor, you say he's my meat, my drink, my Lord, my life, my store, my shepherd, my husband, my friend, my saviour from sin and from fraud, my hope from beginning to end. Make it known, making it known. They made known. These humble shepherds made it known. These dear shepherds, these favoured shepherds, they made known. They made known. And they made known what they made, when they seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them by the angels, told them by God, the message from God, the message from God to sinners to make known. Oh, what God requires is for his people to make his praises known, to speak of what he is, what he's done. To specially tell of his wondrous faithfulness, sound his name abroad, that they made known concerning what was told them. And it was told them, friends, in that way of the communication from God, that God by those ways in sending the angels, he'd made known, and God makes known to his people. God communicates with his people. God blesses his people. He speaks to them. The Son of God speaks. The Son of God speaks in such ways. A number of the dear hymn writers have taken up the ways in which the Son of God speaks. Oh, Jesus speaks. And speaks to thee. Say, poor sinner, lovest thou me? I delivered thee when bound, when wounded, heal thy wound, sought thee wandering, set thee right, turn thy darkness into light, gan a woman's tender care, cease toward the child she bare, yes, they may forgetful be, yet I still remember thee. Oh, the favour of God, God's dear Son, is salvation. Is able to save unto the uttermost all that come unto God by him. Oh, he is so precious, friends. Precious to us. Precious Jesus. Friend of sinners. Oh, may we live to his praise. May we by faith so go today, even unto Bethlehem, and see this thing which has come to pass. Amen.
Collections last Lord's Day amounted to £745, for which we are very thankful. God willing, Mr. Pack is expected to preach next Tuesday evening, and next Lord's Day there will be a reading service in the morning, and Mr. Charles Warboys is expected to preach in the evening and administer the Lord's Supper. And Sunday school today is at Andy and Bex's at Moatway. Let us close with hymn 1095. Dearest of all the names above, my Jesus and my God, who can resist thy heavenly love or trifle with thy blood? 1095.
Dear Lord, do forgive anything that was seen amiss. Do own and bless thy word, Lord. Help us to meditate upon it. Come up with us this evening. Keep us in the interval, Lord. Help us in the afternoon hour. Bless the children as they meet in their way for the Sabbath school. Oh, we pray, help us each to live unto thee. Lord, forgive our many shortcomings, we beg. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit abide with us. Amen.